Good morning, Patriots. And it is a fine Friday morning, July 23rd. Every time I say the date, I swear, I just almost laugh. I cannot believe how fast time moves these days. So right from the top, we've got our public service announcements for this morning. Top of the list, Bards Fest, 26th to the 29th of August in St. Charles, Missouri. Two locations, one mission, bring God back to this nation. We have an indoor theater and an outdoor assembly, and it's suited for everybody. There's places for family, there's places for individuals. We have room for 15,000 people a day, easy. So we want to see every single Patriot there. So you need to get your tickets. It's going to be an amazing event, amazing things going on. So head on over to bardsfest.com, bardsfest.com. Get your tickets today, indoor or outdoor, and make sure you're there. This is really God's event that we're stewarding. And, you know, it's really something because there is place to handle as many Patriots that are willing to come to be with that assembly of those who believe in Christ. And it's really that important. We need to come together, stand together. We're going to be blowing 300 shofars near the end of the first day, and we'll close with the blowing of 300 shofars as in Gideon. And this is the time now for us to stand together, all of us who hold that line, stand in the gap, and hold Christ in our heart. And this is the assembly for that. So 26th to the 29th of August in St. Charles, Missouri. You've got two locations, one mission. You can get your tickets at bardsfest.com, bardsfest.com. And second on our public service announcements is Mike Lindell, MyPillow, and getting the support for one of the best companies in America. Mike Lindell continues to be an absolute patriot, fighting every day for the support of this nation and truth. And so we are here again to push the support we can give to them. MyPillow has contributed over $70,000 to Bards Fest. It's absolutely amazing. So get on over to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code BARDS, B-A-R-D-S, B-A-R-D-S. There are amazing, they have an amazing offer right now on towels, American-grown cotton towels. They're the best. And you can find all those promos if you go down the page to the radio listeners box. Hit on over there, get towels, get slippers, get sheets, get pillows, get comforters. I have all that. And I'm going to tell you, the products truly are as good as they say. I love them, and I don't say that lightly. I'm a major critic of products on the web and products sold in the market. And his sheets are something. Their pillows are amazing. The comforter is amazing. And then, of course, you're going to need a pair of my slippers for the 27th of August, which is Slipper Revolution Day at Bards Fest. So get your slippers, get your pillows, get your sheets, get your blankets, get your towels, get your comforters, get your doggy bed. And men, don't get in trouble, because I'm sure your wives probably are going to get a doggy bed and send you over there. But if you do, at least you know you're comfortable sleeping on the floor. All right, so MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, promo code BARDS, B-A-R-D-S. And if you think you need to speak to a human being, because MyPillow is great, they offer a Patriot counseling number. It's the 800-975-2939, 800-975-2939. You call them up, you say, I'm stressed, I don't know what to do, I need some counseling. They're going to tell you exactly what you need to do. They're going to tell you, buy some sheets, buy some comforters, buy some pillows, save yourself and a psychiatrist, buy the products, buy MyPillow, and you're going to save your counseling costs, and you're going to sleep better. So there you go. Real easy. MyPillow.com, Bards, B-A-R-D-S, is your promo code. Patriots, in this period of time that we're in, it reminds me very much of the story of Gideon and Gideon's 300 men. It's a place where we're being weeded down to finding out who the true strength, where the true strength is, and where the true believers in Christ are. And those are the ones standing in the gap. Judges 7:2, the Lord said to Gideon, "The people with you are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hand, lest Israel boast over me, saying, 'My own hand has served me.' Now therefore proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, 'Whoever is fearful and trembling, let him return home and hurry away from Mount Gilead.'" Then 22,000 of the people returned, and 10,000 remained. This is a time right now when we need the fearless. And the fearless have to be able to stand without any hesitation of what's to come. There is going to be something big coming. They are brewing it. They are preparing it. It's every indicator is there. And it is a time when we have to set aside the idea that there's some sort of savior coming in on a white horse or some other great moment to save this nation. The entire process, in a sense of a warfare against the nation, has quite frankly been brilliant. They couldn't tackle us from outside. They knew that we were too well armed. They knew that our military was too strong. So they bought us off. They bought off the politicians. They coordinated with the corporations. They set up their cabal of gangsters and criminals to run the positions in the military, to run the positions in our government, and most importantly, to run our positions throughout the medical industry. And with that, they created a mass obedience of people based on salaries and promises of 401ks and all these material things, all those things that Lucifer himself would offer to entice God's children off into the dark world. And then they created a fake pandemic. And they made a big story out of it, which still sticks. People will talk about, well, it's the leak from the Wuhan lab. They didn't have to have a leak. I'm not even sure they did have a leak. And still doctors to even talk about this is, well, we're still trying to study the Wuhan virus and what it did. Here's what happened. Somewhere in there, they created a flu virus with a slightly elevated spike protein. It was a flu virus, nothing more. And the only reason they dinged around with the spike protein is it was able to provide an enhanced level of flu symptoms to those that were vulnerable. And they intentionally carried it over here and let it go on the public. In the meantime, China did some tests over there. Most of the tests were done with their 5G wave and seeing how they could boil people's blood. And they filmed those along with a bunch of other good street actors by their intelligence community. And they released a bunch of videos that the media then jumped onto and fanned the flame. And our public, who has the intelligence sometimes of a doorknob, fell for the trick and started to panic. We have a public in this nation that lives in fear. And this is the problem that we have in our nation. Is at the very core of who we are, we live in fear. We live in a fear society. I'm afraid of getting arrested. I'm afraid of getting a ticket. I'm afraid of not paying my taxes. I'm afraid of having somebody get mad at me at the store because I forgot to pick up my order. I'm afraid of doing a layaway and not paying for it. I'm afraid. This public has gone the exact opposite of what was intended. We are a country that was blessed by God to be living in a world of moral law. That means accountable to God in all things. That's the first part of the architecture of this nation. Above all things, above all laws of the land, is moral law. Moral law ensures that we are accountable to God, and in exchange for that, we were given unalienable rights, meaning nothing can be taken away except by God. The pursuit of happiness and freedom, liberty and life. Those were the inalienable rights. The details of how those executed were put together in a framework of our Constitution and our Bill of Rights. But the Declaration of Independence set us up as a country with unalienable rights. And not just that, but the obligation and duty, keyword, to throw off any form of government that became a tyranny. There was no other country in the history of man that has done that. We are more than just a unique experiment. We were a gift to the world to show the world how it could be, that if we believed in God and the freedoms that we would gain, we could bring together the many people around the world into one place where we could worship freely, we could coexist under God's laws, and in so doing, we could be free. A freedom only given by God. And what did we do? Well, we threw it away. We threw it away because of fear, because of our desires for material wants and goods, because of our short-sightedness, because of our selfishness, and ultimately we arrive today at a culture of me. People exist today because they want to know what they're going to get out of it. They give to a church not because of a tithe, but because they want to know what they're going to get back on their taxes. They walk through life wondering what their next benefit's going to be. What benefit am I going to get out of this? If I take a new job, am I going to get more things for me? If I buy a new house, am I buying a new house because it's better for the family, or it's going to be a new opportunity to make more money? We get to a place in our world where every opportunity that comes up for people to get more debt, one of the greatest arguments I love is the argument of restructuring debt on a house. We had a great deal offered to us. We could refinance our house so we could get more money out of our house, and then we could reduce our monthly payment. You just increased your debt and enslavement is what you did. That's what you did. Every single time we go around this whole piece, it is always about enslaving ourselves into debt. And people are constantly falling into this trap. And it's always in the end about me. What do I get? What do I gain? What is my better leverage? When we change that paradigm and we begin to realize that it has never been about us, it has always been about God and stewarding what He puts before us, that shift will make the difference in how we walk in this world. But I'm going to be honest, Patriots, where we sit right now, I don't know if God's going to save this nation. And I'm not being optimistic to say, oh yeah, that's going to be all good. God's going to say, great folks, I'm going to send in somebody to save you. Because God may have just given up on us. We can never give up on Him, but as far as this nation, I want you to think about this. What would you feel? And I realize this is a big thing to say, but what do you think that God would feel when He's given a people the right to worship freely, a right to have Him as above all things in law, and to have His children be able to choose a form of government which was accountable to them, and that all forms of leadership and rule were were submissive to Him? And in return, what that nation did is they killed 75 million babies and unborn children. That nation became the center point of extending warfare across the world. That nation turned their back on Him and told Him that we don't believe in you anymore, Lord. We believe in the pharmaceutical company. We would rather worship Pfizer, a German Nazi company. We would rather believe in our politicians than to worship you, Lord. We don't believe in the blood of Jesus to heal us. No, we want somebody to give us an injection to change our DNA, to make us better than you could ever have done. That is the nation that we have become. That is the nation which now we stand under judgment of God. Where are we as a nation? And what's it going to take for us to survive this? The answer is, I don't know. But what I do know is that our role, our mission, has to be that those that have the strength must stand in the gap. We have absolutely one role now, and that is to be strong in Christ and in the Lord, to stand in the gap, to hold that line of worship, and to help restore this nation back to as it was. And that does not mean that the nation will be restored. It means that we must restore the faith in Christ, no matter what form of government assumes control. The most important piece, though, is that we must fight. God did not ask us to be doormats. He didn't ask us to roll over and do the dead cockroach dance on the concrete and go, okay, it's good, just take me. Take me away to whatever you want. Inject me. Let my fear consume me. Save my fear yourself. I don't believe that God will do it. We are Christians. That means we have something to gain and a lot to lose if we don't accept Christ in our heart. It means we have a lot to fight for in this world. It means that our path ahead is not in this world, and we're not of this world, but we're doing the work and the mission of God as He intended to occupy this land and expand His kingdom. That is the walk that we take. We are intended to walk as the warrior of Christ, a bold and powerful walk that is fearless in everything we do. And that is ultimately what we need again, is the strength that only Christ could bring to this fight. And we have it within us and make that choice. Gideon's army was ultimately reduced to 300 men. 300 men who stood up and defeated an enemy. They blew the shofars, they raised the pots of light, and they scattered the enemy across the land. We can be that 300. And that's the 300 that must stand. It doesn't take the numbers of many versus a few. A few can defeat the many if their heart is in the right place, if they're unwavering in their commitment to God, and if they are absolutely solid in a place of walking without fear. We have those 300 somewhere. We have more than 300 if they stand up. But it's not time anymore to be waffling around. I've been saying this since I've started podcasting. If we don't get up and involved in our communities, it will never solve itself. The Great Awakening is a bit of a LARP in a way. The Great Awakening, yes, brought people to an awareness. But the Great Awakening tied itself heavily to this concept of Q. And while Q did a good job of opening people's eyes and begin to getting them to dig, the psyop of Q failed in the sense that it got people to, or succeeded in that matter, of getting people to sit and wait for someone to fix it for them. Whether by design or whether by default, Q became the worship. And too many people sat on the sideline waiting for something great to happen. The rise of President Trump, again, was a rise of a man that people began to worship. And instead of standing up and fighting, people stood by and said, go, Mr. Trump, go. Go, President Trump, go. That's great. Do that for us instead of doing it for ourselves. We have to get bigger than that. We have to become once again what God intended for us to be, the army that stands, not the others. Our documents of our nation do not say in there, you shall wait for a president to rise up and to take care of your problems for you. And you, as the people of this nation, we the people, shall sit on our butt and wait for that time to come. Believe it or not, that's not in the documents of the Declaration of Independence or Constitution, or even in the Bill of Rights. As hard as you may look and try to justify your love and worship of President Trump, it does not say in there that one man will fix it for you. It says we the people. And of that, we the people are all people of God, because all people in this nation are subject to the rules of moral law. We the people are the solution and always have been. It only took 3% of the population to overthrow the British. 3%. And I know we have 3% in our ranks. So we shall do it again. Because we are once again back at the second American Revolution. It is now. It's not timing of wondering if it's going to happen tomorrow, if it's going to happen next week, next year, 3 years from now. The deep state's agenda is very clear. By 2025, they want this nation completely subdued and under control of somebody else. Population reduction estimates range from reducing this population by 100 million to as much as reducing this population by 280 million. Hear what I just said? Reducing this population by as little as 100 million to as much as reducing it by 280 million. Those projections are projections for 2025 and 2030. And by the way, those projections that are done show that China and Russia almost stay exactly the same. In a call that I had yesterday with a researcher, he has done the research to find out who's making these injections. Pfizer headquarters in Germany is not making the mRNA injections. From all of his research, what he's finding is that these injections are being made in China. It's right before the people. And the fools are continuing to walk the path, celebrating the injection, and there's going to become a cost. So the question really is not so much if we can save the nation, but do we have the strength to preserve our faith in Christ? Because the government is going to change. No matter what happens, this government that we know is dead. Our nation as a republic is dead. Our Constitution as we know it is dead. It does not mean we can't revive it. In fact, that's the point of us realizing it, is we are now fighting for the rebirth of a nation. The question is, do we have the strength to begin that rebirth? Not through the worship of men, not through the worship of documents, but by the worship of Jesus Christ in our heart. And if we can make that walk, and if we can hold that line, the form of government that takes over will not deter us in our walk for the rest of the time that we exist on this planet. We are not of this world. And if we can accept that, we can endure anything that comes at us. We can stand in the gap, because our greater mission here is not allegiance to a flag or allegiance to a constitution or allegiance to a Declaration of Independence. They are blessed documents and they need to be restored. But our most important focus, and any way we are in the any forms that we are going to succeed in this nation, is that we must restore the moral law. We must restore the love of Christ. We must restore ourselves to humble ourselves before Him as a nation, before any of that other pieces of work, any of the other histories, the documents, the forms of government can be restored to work again. And no matter what form of government we have, as long as we walk in that path, as in the walk of the body of Christ, we will never be deterred. We will never be affected by fear, and we will stand fearlessly in the gap to know that the real purpose of all of this was not about a constitution, but about restoring the love and power of God on this land. It is only then that we will heal this land. And it's there that our greatest strength rises. And this is a difficult place for many, because in over the years, we have developed our worships, all of us. We worship the red, white, and blue. We worship the Constitution. We worship the Declaration of Independence. We worship the Bill of Rights. There's only one worship to have, and that's the worship of Christ. Everything else is functional structures of men that allow governments to rule the people. And the only question then is, are you going to allow tyrannies to rule you, or are you going to allow God to rule the land? We were given the opportunity to have God rule this land, and through it to have stewards that we called government that would steward the will of the people, all of whom, government and people, would bow their knee to God. Today, we have a tyranny running our land. A tyranny, by the definition of our own founding documents, must be overthrown. It must be thrown off, because this tyranny is forcing medical injections. This tyranny is forcing destruction of children, destruction of families, destruction of the elderly, and people are saying and doing nothing. What is it going to take? Is it in your minds, or is it in our minds that somehow it's going to be different when they come knocking at your door? It's then that we draw the line? When is it? Is it going to be when the UN vehicles ride down the street and give you a big wave and a smile and promise you great Unitarian, lovely living across the world as one brotherly order of New World Order control? What is it going to take for Americans to wake up? And I don't have that answer. I wish I did. I wish I literally could flip a switch and shock them into existence, into life. But they can't, and they won't. Because so many of them walk with the, not just without God in their heart, the despise for God, the belief that God is an enemy of them. They are rebelling children is what they are. They are trying to walk away from the very gift of life that God gave them. That makes our job all the more difficult. It makes the role of the 300 all that more difficult. But we must never, ever bow our knee. This is a time that we cannot waver or bow. We have to stand boldly. We have to stand with God and trust that He will guide us. And if we let go of our controls, of our worships, of the things that we're afraid of, the things that we're anchored to in this world, then we'll be okay because God will guide us. But that doesn't mean that we will not suffer the consequences of a nation that turned its back on Him. We are going to have to walk this path no matter what God puts before us, because again, it is not about what the nation suffers. It's not about what form of government is there. It is about only one thing: our love of Christ and our pursuit of occupying this land and expanding His kingdom. We cannot, in the sense of time and history, ever forget nor ever let it happen again that our nation, no matter what form it assumes, walks away from God. And if that means that we are now in a world where we have to live forward and live like every other Christian in this world has done for most of their life, which is being persecuted, then that is what we have to accept. Sadly, that's where we are right now. We have lost our freedoms as a nation. The guaranteed rights in the Constitution have been stripped away, and they're being done so right in plain sight. The question of, is the military going to come support us? You have to put that out of your mind, because so far we haven't seen any of that. If they do, wonderful. But the fact of the matter is, Patriots, that we're in a position in time that the only tipping point, the only difference that will make the tipping point in favor of restoring this nation is going to be the few who have the will to stand in the gap, to hold Christ in their heart, and to show the many what it is to truly be believers in Christ, fearlessly standing in front of whatever enemy comes at us. Only then, and that may mean, as happens to almost every Christian in the world, that we are persecuted. That's our walk. It has always been said, Christ told us, you follow me, you will be persecuted. So I see it as a badge of honor. Bring it. It's time for war. We're in it. God's led us here, and God has put the trust in us to truly be Gideon's 300. The question is, who are those 300? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time in which we stand, this time in which we bow before you to humble ourselves, to pray for the healing of this nation. And Lord, we ask that you'll guide us in all that we do. But before we even stand, Lord, let it be known that we feel the pain and the suffering that has happened on this land that you gave us to occupy, you gave us to steward, and we're speechless. For what can be done, Lord, to heal such a land of so many people that have turned their back on you? Lord, guide us in this time, for we rise as those who were willing to stand in the gap of that 300 to raise up and to shatter the armies of the many. Lord, guide us with the ways to awaken the many's hearts to the love of Christ, to let them see truly that their true purpose for being here has nothing to do with what they consume, what they own, what they refinance, what debt they carry. This is all about freedom and love of you. This is all about the liberties that you've given us. This is all about the gift and the love of Christ that was given to us through the sacrifice of your Son. For we are not of this world, and yet we seem to forget too often and think that we are in this world, and we live for this world, and we know that there is a consequence to that, Lord. So, Lord, send us, send me. And as your loyal servant, Lord, Let us make the choice to give up everything necessary to win this fight, to do whatever is necessary. And Lord, for many, that's a big step, and we understand. And so we ask for those that can't make that choice and still hold Christ in their heart to be blessed and let them return home. But Lord, we're now calling on the 300 to rise. We're calling on that 300 that will stand in the gap. We're calling on those that have the strength and the will to step aside from the controls of this world, the things that they're holding us there, the lures to keep us here, and to do whatever it takes to stand in the love of Jesus, to stand in the gap, and to stand against this tyranny, to be the light, to restore the light on the hill for the many to see. For we know it's easy to be a patriot after it's all said and done, but it takes a determined soul who can endure the storm, can stand with the onslaught of the enemy, and never waver. And so, Lord, we call those who now have that strength, with one hand on their hilt and one hand on the brick to rebuild. Let us stand boldly, Lord, in this gap, and with your strength and your guidance, let those that hear this call come together and be unwavering. Bless us in this path ahead, Lord, as we call the many to come to the Bard's Fest, to assemble in one place, to hear your voice, to hear the strength of one another, to feel the power of Christ within our hearts. And Lord, let it be the battle call for all those that are timid and lurking in the darkness, afraid to come forward for fear of being identified or seen. Let their hearts be open to the strength and power of Christ. And let us reclaim this land, Lord, in your holy name. And we say these things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Patriots, this is an amazing time to be alive. But by amazing, it doesn't mean it will be easy. It demands every bit of strength in us. It demands the power of the one true thing that we have, the belief in Christ and the one true worship of God, the one God, the only God. This is time now, patriots, that we make our choice. There's no more waffling. There's no more in between. There's no more I'm kind of in, kind of out. There's no more questioning whether I can or can't. You have to make the choice of how much you want to walk. Do you want to be a believer or do you want to be a disciple? Are you going to say, I love Christ, or are you going to walk the path of Christ? That's the question. And those that can walk that path are the ones that will restore this nation. Those are the ones that will stand in the gap. Those are the ones that will lead this country from darkness. Each one of us must make that choice. So have a blessed day. Keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil. Never relent. Always press into the fight. Prayers are the center point of all that we do. Keep your prayers active throughout the day, a conversation with God constantly running through your soul. God will never forsake us. He will never leave us. We have to make the choice to stand with him, and it's a choice that we make each and every morning we get up. And in the end, God will win. The question is how many will be standing there with him. So have a blessed day. Patriots, the next show, Storm Dispatch, will be suspended again today until so I can finish my travels, and then I'll be back tonight with Bards FM and Fishers of Men. So I hope you all have a very blessed day. I'll see you this evening. Until then, or until the next time, God bless, and out for now.
Oh, I wanna feel something. I just wanna breathe again. Dive into the deepest end. Oh, I wanna feel something. Let me get back in.